Okay, Das Tefillah 85. We are in a very deep and difficult section of the Sefer where we're talking about the concept that avoda tzarech gavoahu, that the service that we do of Hashem, the tefillos that we offer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are somehow needed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's a very difficult thing to really wrap our head around theologically. What does that mean that God could need anything? What does that mean that we're serving, we're adding something to him? What does that mean? So he gave us this entire section here, this entire subchapter, just to keep us away from being heretics. So we thank him very much for that. We don't want to be heretics. And what he explained is that when we conceive of God and the world, we conceive of that in two ways. On the one hand, we remember that in reality, there is no reality. In reality, God is the only thing. Our existence is so infinitesimal compared to what He is and how long He will be here, so to speak, that we are really nothing. The real essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can't really speak about having a relationship with him having a relationship with us, having him care about us. You can't even start the conversation, never mind get to a difficult phrase like God needs us somehow, that avoda, that the service we do is a tzorech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you can't, in one sense of the way we understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that phrase has no meaning whatsoever. No meaning whatsoever. Right? And we'll start where we finished last time, Kedivrei HaRamchal, as the Ramchal says, HaAdon Yitbarach Shemo on the screen, B'metziuso HaPashut, Ein Makom LeNivraim Imo Klal, Ki Einam Shayachim BeInyano. In the simplest sense of understanding God, we don't have any existence. We have no shaychus to him whatsoever. Aba Aval Birtzoso Vahem, Az mipnei ha-chefetz v'haratzon hazeh, nimtzarim lo l'simcha kiviyachol u'l'chavo. But to the extent that for whatever reason God wanted, God chose to have a relationship with us, there's no reason why he had to do that. He wasn't forced into that. But to the extent that God chose to have a relationship with us, then we can speak of the fact that, so to speak, we bring him joy and we bring him honor. Ki vaday ha-chefetz hazeh hu ha-nosein metzius ha-nimtzayim. This desire of Hashem is what gives us existence. This desire of God to have something else exist. He didn't need it. He didn't have to do it. In the simplest sense, we have no place here. But God made a decision that we should exist, and then we can exist. V'nikra she'eino mushlam im ein metziutam na'aseh. And in that sense, we could say that God's desire wasn't filled if we're not here. It's a very difficult concept to understand, and certainly harder to explain. God has no needs. He decided to create a reality where he would, so to speak, have a need. And in that reality, we can fill that need.
But there's a difference between need and desire. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a need, but he can
Well,
have a
eino
desire.
mushlam means he's not complete.
He's not
There's something
complete.
missing. There's something missing if we don't exist. But that whole concept only comes to the surface after God decided that he wanted to have this need, or God wanted to have this desire. It's not, in essence, something that he had to have. Be'er hagra matbea brachazu. What does it mean? Tov yatzar, kavod lishmo. Tov yatzar, kavod lishmo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shehu tov, v'ratzah lahativ im briyotav, hatava gemura. God who's good and wanted to do the best kind of good to his creations, b'derach shel schar, v'lo b'derach shel chesed chinam. We've already been through this idea that the reason why God needed to create such a complicated world was to give us the ultimate good. The ultimate good is a good that we deserve, that we were able to earn, Nanama de kisufo. He didn't want to give us bread of embarrassment. Lechem sheyesh bekabalato boshet panim. Yatzar kavod lishmo. Yatzar efsharut shekeviyochol habrios nosnos kavod lishmo. Ubischar zos not limeschel kambadin. He created a situation where he appears to have a need. He appears to have something that we could do for him in order to earn our reward. And that was for our own good. He makes it seem as if he's benefiting from what we do. Because if we feel that we're benefiting him, if we feel that we're doing something, if we feel like we're sacrificing for him, it makes us feel much better about the reward we get. We like to feel like, oh, we did something for him, he does something for us. But we did something for him, we talked about it last time. It's almost as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this alternate reality, this playing field. And in that playing field, he's a needy, he pretends to have a need. He pretends to be a parent who needs something, right? And even that may be an act, but even the act is meaningless in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's reality. But b'chinas v'tzono yisparach v'briya kayem inyan havod etzarach kaval. Only to the extent that God wants there to be a world, and he wants us in that world to be able to feel like we earned our keep, that's where you get to this idea that God needs, quote-unquote, our service. Kan b'marechet hazu shayach ha'inyan shel avod etzarach kavod. That's where you could talk about it. Nachas ruach lefanai she'amarti v'nasis ruach. Phrases like, it gives me nachas ruach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets nachas when we do his commandments. Or something like, tenu oz lelukim, give power to God. All of these phrases are only within this bubble that we live in, that God created himself. Kafisha mavur b'chazal, Rabbi Akiva b'shem rivam omer, bizman she'Yisrael osim rasona shomakom, mosifin koach b'gvura shomayla. We make God stronger. We bring him, we do something for him. That's in this world that he created, in this reality that he decided to create, but he doesn't need it. Kid'amar belokim nasechayel, ubizman she'en Yisrael osim rasona shomakom, kiviyochom etayt misyashin koach gadol shomayla. And when we don't do the will of Hashem, it's as if he's weakened in this world, in this game, in this playing field. B'makom zeh mitzayrim anu hashonot chuviyot al hapegia ha'atzuma shel chet b'chol marchos habriya. It's in this playing field that he created. We could talk about the effect of sin on destroying that playing field. And all the good that our deeds do. Kan chalos kol hatfisos she magrilos esayakar v'chashivas havadav toelis pa'ulasa. It's only here that we could speak of this entire thing. U'kishonu medabrim b'mahus avoda hashlema, magdirim anu osa avoda tzarech kavo. Perush. Avoda letzarech miloi ritzono yisparach b'briya. Below l'shem kavana acheres, when we say that we serve Hashem, that God needs us within the context of this world to have what he decided to put into this world happen, to have the plan that he wanted this world to get to. Okay, miloi ritzono Yisrael, whatever God wanted the world to be here for, Tfila helps that happen. And we pointed out, if you say, let's say, for example, that the world was created, we had this phenomenal idea right before Shavuos, that if the world is created so God can give us good, he didn't need to give us good. He can't really be said to enjoy giving us good, but in his role as our father, that he seems to have wanted to play in this playground, so what he wants is to be able to be kind to us. When we daven to him, we make ourselves worthy. We open up the ability for him to do that kindness. So he needs us to accomplish what he wants, which is to be able to give us things that we deserve. Yes, Tammy.
Is it more so because he needs us to think that we have something to do, or that we need to feel that we need to get close to him? Because obviously, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need anything.
God created a world. God created a world, and he created rules for that world. He didn't have to create the rules. He didn't have to create the world. He didn't have to create anything. In this world, he created a world. Why did he create the world? Because he had a desire, for some reason, to give us ultimate good. And that's what he created the whole world for. The whole world is created so we could get reward.
But last week we learned that the only reason he does good for us is because he created us. If he wouldn't have created us, he wouldn't have needed to do good for us. But
that's right. It's circular. It's hard to understand.
Right.
It's hard to understand. None of this explains why God had a desire or a need to create the world in the first place. That's beyond our understanding.
My question is different. My question is, is the reason, potentially, because none of us know Kadosh Baruch Hu's reasons, but is the reason he's allowing us, kibyechol, to do things, get close to him, is because we need it. Not because Kadosh Baruch Hu needs it. In other words, he's giving us the ability to need it.
So he's saying something even more incredible. What he's saying is that within this philosophy, God created a need for himself, so to speak. He didn't have to. It wasn't a need that pre-existed. He created a reality in which he needed something. And in that sense, we fill that need by being good boys and girls and allowing him to give us treats. And if we don't, we're not good boys and girls, and he's not able to give us treats, he's missing something in this reality that he created, that he could be missing something in the first place. None of this will ever go, just like the theories of the Big Bang. Right, they say the theories of the Big Bang explain everything until like 1/1,000,000th of a billionth of a second before the whatever. There's always a place you're going to get back to that you can't understand, because that's God himself. We can't understand God himself. We can only understand God after he decided to create this will, this need, this world, this all this and that. Once he did that, that part of God, we can guess what it is. But how he got from step one to step two, that he went from having no need to deciding to have a need, no way for us to understand that as human beings. But from that point on, then we can begin to understand it a little bit.
But it's not for us to understand. It's not
okay,
for us to
but
understand.
A thinking person tries. Yesh lo das es shtei habachinus halalu ulishtamish b'chol achas mein b'mekomo. So he says, you have to understand these two ways of understanding God, and you got to know when to apply both. In the first way of really understanding God, we always have to have in the back of our minds, he's obviously setting us up for something, because he wouldn't give this two-week introduction to don't make a mistake if we couldn't make a mistake here. So we're obviously going to tread into areas that are very, very cold, like he started this subchapter with. If you go a little too far on one side, then you think God is so real that it's heresy. If you err on the other side, then God becomes so far removed that why would he care about me and why should I care about him? So we're kind of walking this line. And the way he walks the line is by saying, the way the classic commentators of Jewish thought walk the line is by saying there's God in the back of our minds and there's God in the front of our minds. God in the back of our minds can't understand how we got to this. But God in the front of our minds, God, once he created the world, that's something that we can begin to understand. That first understanding, right, together with the second understanding, that'll allow us to get us to a deeper way of understanding what it means that God needs our help. Let's do one more subchapter, because it's only one short page, and then we'll take our summer break. Perek Zayin. Now we go back. Inyan Tzarach Gavoha. Boy, did that not come out on the scanning of this document. Shebavodas HaTfilah VeHaKorban. So what does it mean when we say, and he's not going to answer it today, by the way, so I'm just giving, I don't want to get your hopes up. It's just, he's just going to throw out some more information, and then we'll have to wait till after the summer to understand this. So what is this deeper idea of why God needs our karbanos and why he needs our tefillah? So now he's going to go to Maharal, so I'm going to be very happy. Kol zeh mipnei she'al yedei ha'avod nira kehu yisparach echad ve'ein zu lasa. Why do we have to serve God? He throws in something we haven't really spoken about yet, but it'll all get developed after our summer break. Through service of Hashem, through karbanos, through tfilos, we recognize that there's only one God in the whole universe. Okay, we touched upon this a little bit, that the purpose of bringing a korban is to say, everything's from you, it's yours, I'm giving it back to you. That's the way the Maharal understands it. By the fact that we declare that everything is God's, by saying that everything is God's, we're in effect saying that he already has everything. He has no needs. Think about that. Again, you could argue a little with the Maharal, and you could say, well, he has no material needs. But he says one of the things that we're supposed to think about when we pray to him or when we give karbanos to him and show that the entire world is his and everything only comes from him is also to remember that that must say something about him, not just say something about the world. It means that he is the source of everything, and by definition, he can't have any needs. He's the source of everything. In fact, he's the source of need. He's the source of the word need. He's the source of emotions. He's the source of desire. Everything came from him. So if he created it in the first place, he can't be defined by it. It can't be something that he's missing. He brought it into the world in the first place. Ulekach nema berkarbanos es korbani lachmi leishai reach nichochi l'Hashem. That's what it means when we say by karbanos that they bring a sweet odor to Hashem. Ki ha'adam, kasher ein lo lechem, hu chaser, v'halechem, hu hashlamato, ad she'eino b'chisaro. When we say, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu says, that the karbanos are the bread of God, everybody understands, doesn't mean that God eats. But then what does it mean to be the bread of God? The Maharal says that bread is a synonym for something, a basic need. Bread is a synonym for a basic need. And when we say that we feed God, it means al shem she'hakorban more al hashlamoso yisparach she'eino chaser. Okay? By taking the thing which is most needed, this is his logic, I believe. Bread is the representative of something that's most needed in this world. It's the simplest of all needs. By saying that all bread comes from God in the first place, by giving it back to him, by showing that it's all his, it reflects the fact that he has no needs. Okay, so again, two-step process. The first thing is, by reflecting that everything in the world is God's, we say, well, if everything is God's, including emotion, including desire, if everything is God's, then he must not be lacking anything. And by taking the physical world and giving it back to him, you could make the mistake to think he needs the sacrifice. In essence, he doesn't need the sacrifice. We need to remember that just like this is his, everything is his, and if everything is his, he has no needs. Ki hu yisparach rotze ba'avoda asher ha'avoda morek hu yisparach echad ve'akol shelo. He needs, this is Maharal talking, Maharal sort of verbosely. The avod, the shows that he's one and everything is his, and it shows that he's shalem. Ulufikach misave letfilasim shel tzadikim kamo misha misave el hashlamasa. Okay? And therefore, he wants the tfilos of the tzadikim like someone wants their fullness to be released, to be revealed, sorry. Their hashlama to be revealed. What is he talking about? So he explains to us, and with this will end. Shnei yesodos ikariyim evar hamaral. Maral explains to us two things about how korbanos serve God's purpose. Ha'echad. And again, we'll have to see this. We'll go over this and we'll see this at length after the summer break. Inyan ha'avodahu gilu yichuda yisparach b'briya. By serving Hashem, we show that he's the only one. There is no other prime force in the entire world except God. Hasheni, inyan ha'avodahu ha'mazon. Not only is our serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu some sort of revelation, but it's also some sort of sustenance. Perish HaMekaye Shel Chibur HaBriya LaHaBori Yisbarach. It somehow keeps the connection between this world and God. HaYisod HaSheni Hitotza'ato V'Hamshacho Shel HaRishon. We'll have to see exactly what that means. That the second idea really flows from the first. Be'er shnei yesodos eli yu nidon dvarim b'prakim abayim. I probably did this chapter a little too quickly to finish up. V'naskil ma hayesod harishon. And we'll see these things at much greater length. Again, nothing he's going to say now is necessarily referring back to what we spent the last 2 weeks on. The last 2 weeks he got us ready for a ride where it would look like we're really helping out Hashem a lot. And he just wanted to make sure that we really understood that on some level, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need us at all. But he decided that we should help him out a lot. How do we help him? That's why we'll have to come back to these two Maharals, these two ideas in the Maharal, for how our service reveals Hashem in this world, and how our service connects this world back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, difficult stuff. But we will return to
this. Maral seems to put it so simplistically that it seems like...
Yeah, but that's a Maral
thing. I'm actually understanding it.
That's a Maral thing.
It's almost like I'm not supposed to understand it. So why am I understanding it?
Yeah.
Type of thing. So once I understand...
Don't worry.
I really
once we go back over the Maral, you'll get a better sense for the depth of what he's saying. Okay, all? That's it. I'm sorry to leave you in such a confusing place, but it'll take him a while to get there. But we'll either pick up, if I can, in August, and if not, in Elul. We'll see where we're up to midsummer and who's around.
Thank you.
Okay, all, mazel tov to you, Dr. G. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Bye, everybody.
All right, bye.